Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. We have four of us this week. Up from the usual two and three, we have Griff, Paul, Gary, and myself, Jim.
Let's not make up an excuse. Let's actually tell the truth. He's actually doing a physical activity to keep fit, which is one up on most of us right now.
I have come here from football.
Yeah.
So
I haven't. I came here from the chip shop.
I mean, I would have preferred to have come from the chip shop, quite frankly.
I had a dump earlier that was like a physical activity.
I noticed when I walked in.
So we're going to go through. Actually, it was an exciting weekend. Some really good games.
For the most part, there were also a couple of absolute stinkers.
Spot like, the Patriots fan.
Every game we lose is just faster to get rid of Belichick. That's all I'm aiming for now. Then we go through our Tom Sula phase. Then we get a good coach again. That's all I'm after.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I say, I think you're going to go full Man United. I think you're in for a good few years.
But you've got to get on with it. That's fine.
Josh McDaniels has just become available.
Would you be surprised? I said,
take it like a Man United fan.
Yeah. While we're talking about it, Gary said to me, the rumour is it's Vrabel. It could be Vrabel. I said I'd rather have Brian Flores, but I will take Vrabel.
I think Vrabel would be great.
But I think Flores...
He's done very well with limited...
Yeah, I think so.
Limited... admittedly...
Derrick Henry.
The best running back in the game. But
the leading receiver in the NFL currently was playing for his team.
Yeah, but...
I do like the fact that McDaniels as well apparently got one of the reasons why he got sacked because he wouldn't take someone dissing on the fucking Patriots.
Yeah.
Which is just ridiculous, isn't it? It's like, let it go, Josh. Let it go. They're not paying you wages now, mate.
Yeah, we'll get into the Raiders because, I mean, let's also say Jeff Saturday also won a game. So
on a Saturday.
Exactly. But so, yeah, it's not going too far. So, should we start with... game of the weekend on paper was Eagles Cowboys.
Absolutely right, yeah. Two of the best teams in the league, divisional game, exactly what you want.
Came down to the last play. I thought it highlighted just exactly everything we've said about both teams this year. Eagles have enough to get it done, but aren't playing like they're nowhere near as good as last year. And the Cowboys, you know, they flash and, but they also burn and they make silly mistakes that took them out of a winning situation. So,
the two best offenses from last year, the Chiefs and the Eagles, are not operating at the level they were at. So the fact that the Eagles are continuing to win, and the Chiefs, for the most part, are continuing to win and finding other ways to do it, is a testament to how well they are coached. Like, Nick Sirianni is now a top five coach. Like, that is where he's at.
I mean, it's amazing how quickly things can change. Matt LaFleur was the winningest head coach after three seasons.
But nobody believed in Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, but...
And look at them now.
Matt LaFleur...
We started out not believing in Nick Sirianni, and look what he's become.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's amazing how quickly opinions of coaches can change. You know, Zach Taylor was the person we thought we'd get sacked and ended up taking his team to a Super Bowl.
And I still think he'll probably end up getting himself sacked because it's not about him, it's about Joe Burrow.
Do you know what? Eventually, they all got themselves sacked.
Apart from Belichick, so apparently.
So you can always say that, can't you? Eventually, I think he'll get himself sacked.
Well, anyway, yeah, back to the Eagles.
I never felt the Eagles were going to lose this. I can't really... give you anything other than just gut feeling.
They've got more, haven't they? They've just got more as an organisation at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, they did have, now Dallas Goedert's out injured.
Well, no, that doesn't help.
With a fractured
forearm, 4 weeks, I reckon. And he just started to come good in the season. It was a bit of a slow start, but. It's a shame.
Like, right at the end, you know, the Eagles' defense stops the Cowboys. They get the ball back. It gets to Swift. He fumbles it, and you know he does get it back. So, but then gives the ball back to the Cowboys. They the the Eagles then have 50 yards of penalties.
Yeah.
Which takes the Cowboys to the 6-yard line, was it?
Yes.
Then Dak sacked twice, takes it back to the 36-yard line. And with the last play of the game, the CD Lamb is stopped at the 4-yard line just before, you know, it just spoke.
Their run game is not good enough. Tony Pollard is not Tony Pollard from last year after the injury. You haven't got a 1-2 punch there now. Who have you got? Rico Dowdle.
I don't think Rico Dowdle's pulling it.
Rico Dowdle.
Devontae Turpin looked away actually as a receiver.
Dick Turpin instead.
Didn't they have Deuce Vaughn?
The little guy.
Not this week, apparently.
No.
They made such a big thing about him in pre season. But you're absolutely right. They don't have that 1-2 punch because even.
Barely got punch.
That's what I'm saying.
Zeke in that team still was a threat. And it just, they seem to have looked. Yeah, their run game isn't what it was.
And it just puts more pressure on Dak, who is proving to be one of those quarterbacks that sits just outside the top 10 of quarterbacks. Yeah.
So he's replaced Romo with Romo.
Yeah, so when it's all on his shoulders, you're probably not going to win. But
he'll win you a lot of games.
CeeDee Lamb, 11 receptions, 191 yards, and no touchdowns. You'd be furious, wouldn't you? You'd be like, well, where's my score?
And like you can't say it's on Dak. 29 out of 44, 374 yards, I'm not saying it's on Dak. No interceptions.
I'm not saying it's on Dak.
He's got to do better.
He's got to do better.
Well, he does.
And he got dumped on his head.
He did.
He was at the 6-yard line. He got sacked twice. Like, you know,
it's
just
not all on him, is it? Like, he doesn't just sack me.
But, like,
as a New York Giants fan with Daniel Jones, I'm feeling that playbook is in operation in the league.
You haven't got Daniel Jones.
No. I'm not saying it's on Dak, but like the last 2 weeks of CeeDee Lamb have been incredible, and they've got, you know, it seems to me equaling another playoff win. And then a loss when it actually matters.
It looks like the same old Cowboys.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones is no closer to winning another Super Bowl than he was in the year 2000.
No.
Like, and that's frustrating for a team that seems to throw everything at it and never quite get it right. They're going to be a playoff team. They're going to be classed as competitive.
Are they contenders?
I'd say they're better than contenders.
We've got past the halfway point of the season. There are some teams which aren't contenders.
Yeah, yes. I know one or two of them quite well. Yeah. But they're going to be classed as in the mix for actually winning or certainly getting to the championship game. But would you put money on them? The answer is no.
No.
Because they look fragile when it comes to the money moments.
Yeah. If they could get it to a point, like a year where it goes through... through AT&T Stadium, but it never does. They never get that way. It's the way the thing going. It's got to go through Philadelphia,
Shout out to the kicker Brandon Aubrey. Now has the career record for most field goals made to start a career, 19 of 19.
Nice.
That is impressive.
Good
story.
He has missed
one extra point though. He's 19 of 20 on extra points. It's like,
what a wanker.
How have you managed that? Yes, he's been superb for them.
Yeah, good story, isn't he? Because he's a footballer.
He
chased in the MLS draft, drafted in the first round.
Oh, cool. Well, there you go.
Didn't his girlfriend tell him she thought he could do that? And he was like, I'll give it a go.
Really?
That, he's quite good. Yeah, I believe that's what happened. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's rare that, you know, new kickers come into the league.
They're
quite
not always
assuring,
are they?
Yeah.
All I've got for you. Sorry about that.
So, you mentioned them earlier. Should go to the Chiefs because they played in Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Yeah, this
against
was
the Dolphins.
This was a game that didn't really go the way that I was hoping for. I tuned in to watch this one thinking, ooh, live football, 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon. Very nice. And it just wasn't very good. And this is the problem with a lot of these travel games, is the teams are just hoping to sneak a win and get home. And that is the one bad thing about the NFL taking their games abroad. It's the same when they come here. We've watched them at Wembley and we have watched them utter
Dross. We've watched Dross
because, for years.
Yeah, because the teams just aren't, they're not prepared to travel the week before and like spend a whole week there. Fine, but then you're risking the fact that your team is, what, 70% ready. You're very half-baked, and it just, that's what this looked like. You know, the teams got better as the game went on, but it was just a bit meh. And you expected this to be a, like, 40-37 shootout.
Yeah.
And it just never looked like going that way.
So the window's closed for the Bills, right?
No, it hasn't closed, because if you've got Josh Allen, you've always got a chance to win. But that window is now, ooh, narrow. Like, you and me are not squeezing through that window anymore.
I never would have fit through that window. But Josh Allen is the most intercepted quarterback of the last three seasons.
He's the most intercepted quarterback since he came into the league, isn't he, 2018?
Yeah. So
69 interceptions, I think it is. Yeah.
Nice.
Agreed, but he also has the second or third most touchdowns in that time, the second or third most rushing touchdowns in that time as a quarterback. Like, he's just, it's Brett Favre, effectively. And Brett Favre won a lot of games.
Take his mobile phone off him then. Allegedly.
But he is, he's Brett Favre with legs, isn't he?
Yeah. I'm not going to hear a bad word said about Josh Allen.
No.
But yes, as a team, their window's like now the window you get on an envelope. It's pretty narrow. So, I don't know. But the Dolphins...
I was going to say, I'm sat here looking really confused because I thought we were talking about the Chiefs Dolphin and you're all going on about Josh Allen.
He's just throwing in the
I just want to shit on the Bills. Is that all right? Yeah. Do you mind?
You've shat on something.
I was going to say, it's about the only thing you hadn't shat on before that today. Yeah, look, if you'd have told me Miami were going to be 6-3 at this point in the season, I probably wouldn't have believed you. I thought this was going to be like a one-loss team at this point.
There's no shame in losing to this Chiefs.
No, there certainly really is not.
Schedule always has a lot to do with it. You know, the Patriots had a really easy schedule for 15 years, didn't they?
So. That is absolutely the case.
Well, it's who the Miami Dolphins have lost to. They've lost to the Chiefs.
They haven't beat a team with a winning record. All their wins have come against teams with losing records. And that sort of says a lot about them.
So they lost to the Chiefs, the Bills. Who's the other loss? Was that?
Eagles.
Yeah, like, you know, they've lost to Super Bowl contenders. But it doesn't help the sort of perception that they are flat track bullies, which...
That's exactly what they are. 7 of the first 8 possessions in this game were punts.
Yeah.
It was only the opening drive touchdown for the Chiefs. And this is my problem with all the away games. They're just not very good. So how the NFL goes about addressing that, I don't know. Maybe they have to mandate that teams must travel by a certain time and get there and prepare, because it's not good to put on a bad show. Like, everyone's accepting of it because you just want to see the game in your country, but...
There's got to be a physiological effect on somebody travelling from bloody Kansas to Frankfurt.
Probably, but they travel so much anyway. It's not like travelling to Europe much further than travelling across the country.
No, I mean, there's a difference of a domestic flight to flying over the Atlantic.
The furthest I've been is like Dover. So.
But they did. Well, they showed the they were like, oh, the Ravens have travelled 15,000 miles in the last 4 weeks. And you're like, they showed it, and half of it was going to London. The other half was going to wherever they were this week.
Seattle.
Like Seattle. It's because it's...
If you go from east to west in America, it'll take you 4 or 5 hours on the plane.
So it isn't that much longer than going...
Especially if your east coast to London is like 7 hours.
But yeah. I think the thing for the Chiefs is, like, they're still really...
They need to find some wide receivers.
Yeah. There is no explosion on this team. So Noah Gray, Sky Moore, and running back Jarrett McKinnon were the leading receivers, but none of them had 35 yards.
Yeah.
But this is the former champions, isn't it? That's what they say. It's winning without being impressive.
It is, but...
They're going to need it a bit more.
The championship
against
is...
Against the Bengals. Like, if Bengals, you know, get with T. Higgins, with fucking Jamar Chase, you know, I think you'd probably, at the moment, say you'd take, you know, the Bengals this year. At the moment.
Current Bengals.
The current one, yeah. So, you know, I think I picked the Chiefs at the start of the season. I still think that they'll...
Through 9 games, their best receiver is Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go on.
378 yards and 4 touchdowns.
But she looks good.
So when Tyreek was there through 9 games, he was averaging 700 yards.
Oh, yeah, but Tyreek's got over 1,000 yards now. But
absolutely.
They're, They lost. They still lost.
Yeah, yeah. All I'm saying is that there's a lack of explosive element. It's nothing to do with Mahomes. It's the fact that when you start subtracting players from around any brilliant quarterback, the way you win changes. They are still winning. That's all they care about.
And the way like the Chiefs play has developed in the last 3 years because of that. Like they don't have the big plays that used to have when it was, you know, Hill, Hardman.
When you pay Mahomes $50 million a year, you can't pay Hill, can you?
No.
Basically.
And that's why the Patriots were competitive for 20 years, because Brady took slightly less than...
And you make people like Edelman good for 6 games a year by pumping him full of steroids, you know, in the off-season, going without him for the first 4 games, and then
everyone else is doing for us. It's rubbish. It's crap. Go back to cheating, please.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
It's working well for Michigan.
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
They definitely did it.
Oh, yeah.
He went to like 30 stadiums.
In his own name.
Tickets under his own name.
In his sky, in his spy glasses. It's the fact that Harbaugh like was rumoured to be coming to the NFL, and the NFL have gone, you'd be suspended if you come here as well. So, no.
Apparently, it could be an indefinite suspension.
Probably. Well, it's pretty egregious.
I'm not taking anything from a Patriots fan.
I'm not criticising. I've just said cheat all you like.
Deflating the balls. Like, come on.
We did all of those things. Yeah. We absolutely did. And for many other things that probably no one knows.
Do you remember when you were caught filming the Bengals?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. Yeah. And it's like, why? Exactly. They're shit. They're shit. You didn't need to bother.
But they were taking that as inspiration for now.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you
we talk about a good game.
Should we talk about a great game?
Is that Raiders Giants?
No.
Right.
Texans 39, Buccaneers 37. And we knew that CJ Stroud was good. But I think like
he's so calm.
He
has ice in his veins. So before we go into saying how good CJ Stroud is going to be and whether or not he is the new and then pick your quarterback. Baker Mayfield's been really good this season, and I'm really pleased. And, you know, I wish it wasn't him that had been on the receiving end of this loss, because he led a drive that should have won his team the game, and the defense simply couldn't do their job against a rookie quarterback. So I just want to put my flag in the ground for Baker. That's a reference to when he was at Georgia. And just say, I think he's been really good for the Bucs this season, and leave it at that.
Yeah, no, I will hear no.
I thought he won the game.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah,
and so did he.
Tank Dell, though, you don't know how explosive he's going to be, do you?
Oh dear.
I love the fact that
I'm not giving you the tax. He just said on that one.
Basically, he just had said, "Give me the ball, call the plays, I'll make them happen."
Yeah,
and like
loads of traction.
Jesus Christ!
Fucking hell!
This is awful. This has gone right off the tracks.
Boo to everyone.
CJ Stroud.
I'm just going to stop recording.
Ended up with we can all go with three receivers.
When you pander to the lowest denominator.
Oh no! That's
oh man. This amount of puns. It's not. Feels like a full world blitzkrieg.
It's not right. I don't like it. Moving on. He had three receivers all go over 100 yards. Noah Brown is suddenly turning into a star. 6 receptions, 153 yards, and a touchdown. I noticed Robert Woods, no, nothing in this game. Still
shit.
Out injured.
He was
really, really shit.
No, he wasn't playing.
No, I saw him. Oh,
was he?
Was he?
He had nothing
on the bikes at one point, just keeping warm.
I think he's out injured because otherwise he would have had 100 yards in this game, no doubt. But yeah, Tank Dell 114 and Dalton Schultz. 130 yards to Dalton Schultz with a touchdown. Suddenly the Texans look like they had something. All because they're galvanised by CJ Stroud.
It's amazing what happens when you just bring in the Cowboys' receiving core.
It does help a little bit. He was amazing. So 30 of 42, 470 yards, 5 touchdowns without an interception.
New rookie record.
It was a new rookie record, beating Andrew Luck.
Who had 370 yards, didn't he?
And then I've heard and read in several places that this basically cements him as Rookie of the Year and all these other things, right? Do you remember Andrew Luck winning that?
No, RG3 did.
Thank you. All I'm saying is it's one game. He's been brilliant, but it's one blowout game, and he beat a record of a guy who didn't go on to secure that title. So,
but he's done loads of other stuff as well. He's like, who else are you putting in there for Rookie of the Year?
I'm not. I'm simply saying
we'll be doing that quick later. To anoint.
I mean, Bryce Young's going to need to run for about 4,000 yards now. RG3 did.
Speaking of running for 4,000 yards, it's a good job CJ Stroud is good because their running game is terrible. Devin Singletary, 13 attempts, 26 yards, an average of 2 yards a carry.
I knew you were going to say that name. As soon as you said their run game is terrible, I was like, I bet he's going to talk about that Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
I bet he's turned up somewhere.
Yes, and that was
Damian Pierce was out injured, wasn't he?
Yeah. But they've not had much. Like, you haven't heard Pierce's name mentioned with much praise.
He's been getting better as the season goes on. But
until he got injured.
But then he got injured, so yeah. But no, it doesn't matter. He's just going to turn.
The Texans are 4-4.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans is putting his name in the ring for coach of the season. Like, this is a great job with what looked like a poor roster.
Yeah.
4-4. Like, conceivably, the Texans could be in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they are a game behind the Bills.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's frightening. Like, they suddenly look really good, and I'm really pleased for them.
Yeah, like, same as.
Their fans deserve...
should we talk about who's your favourite person to take a kick for you if your kicker goes down injured?
A running back.
Dare Ogunbowale.
That's the fella.
Bless you.
That's the fella. I wouldn't fancy my chances from 29 yards out. He absolutely nailed it. Did you see the practice one he took beforehand?
No.
Just speared off sideways. Just went into a load of people standing to his right-hand side. And they still let him have a go. So when you ask me later, who am I nominating for biggest cojones of the week? It's D'Amico Ryans for allowing a running back to take a kick. Which
they did
actually,
mainly go for 2 points most of the game.
They did, but ultimately that kick was really important.
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise they lose by a point. So,
yeah, no, I'm a huge fan.
What a brilliant game. It was absolutely outstanding.
Because apparently, like, at Kansas, Patrick Mahomes is the backup punter.
Yeah.
But, like...
you wouldn't let him do it in case he did a hammy, would you?
Well, that's it.
You wouldn't, though, would you?
No.
That, just squib kick it. Like it.
Yeah, no.
Not getting Pat injured.
Oh, man. He's going to get. Imagine losing the.
Can you imagine that? The
potential MVP trying to do a punt. Great.
There's a video on Peyton Manning's Instagram of him trying to do punts with McAfee.
Yeah.
That's hard. Mm. I think people underestimate how difficult it is to punt the ball well.
Yeah.
And not that this gentleman we were just discussing, a 29-yard kick. I bet there's a lot of people who would sit there and think, I could do that.
Oh yeah,
the pressure. Oh, yeah. The pressure to be under.
Have you seen, once again, McAfee going around? Basically, been going around like the colleges, going to offering people
$10,000 if they can make a 30-yard or 25-yard kick, or extra point. It's if you can make the extra point kick. Yeah,
and I think I've seen one person do it.
Most of them just fall over.
Most of them,
which is epically good.
Yeah, no one can.
Didn't they do that a few years ago after the Cody Parkey double doink in the playoffs? They tried to get people to score.
So they sat outside and said, "You do it," and
no one did it. Fell over in the ice.
There was a lot of very confident Chicagoans.
Chicagoans,
cunts.
Seems fair. None of them are listening. It's all good.
I think we have Brian, Jim's mate, who's a Bears fan.
Are you calling him a
No, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Bye, Brian.
I like him, but yeah.
So that's the collective noun for people from Chicago.
Yeah, like a school of fish.
a bunch of guns, apparently. So, right, moving on.
Should we... Bengals. Should we actually talk about the Bills? Bengals beat... the Bills 18-24.
So, Michael, do you think the Dolphins' window is closing?
I don't, Paul.
I was actually really confused earlier. I was just like, sat here going, do they think that the Bills went to Germany? Because they didn't.
No, no. So, the Bills, Bills, like we said, their window is closing. Their window was there for about 3 years, and now they are now on the wrong side of it, but it's not closed. But the Bengals are right back in here again. Because as long as you've got Joe Burrow,
And he can stand up.
He can win you games. And it's that simple. It doesn't matter who the coach is. I really don't think it does. It's all about the quarterback. It's a bit like Aaron Rodgers. For years, it didn't really matter. Not really. And no. You know, so.
Well, I think that for the last few years, the main role of the head coach for Aaron Rodgers has been to get out of Aaron Rodgers' way and let him do what he thinks, which includes like being great in the regular season and then shit in the playoffs.
MVP.
Yeah.
MVP.
Yeah, well done on your MVPs, mate. Let's count the rings. Because I believe you're sub-Eli.
Well, we don't need to mention anything about the Giants. It's going to only end in a world
of
pain.
But yeah, no, the Bengals looking great. But should you mention the NFC North as a whole?
Because the they're all currently going to get in the
playoffs. The AFC North.
AFC North, even sorry. Yeah,
yeah. If the playoffs are happening today, they're all in.
How good are the Ravens?
Cause really, really good.
Because
better than I thought they'd be good.
I think it depends which their Ravens
defense,
turn up.
Their defense is really good.
So it is. Since the year 2000, it is the highest rated defense at this time of the year since
the Ravens.
The
2000, yeah, the Ravens of 2000.
A like storied defense.
Yeah, and the next defense down in the league is the Browns. Yeah, so like
their defense, I think, is really good. I think Lamar has been better, but I still don't think spectacular this year. He was this week. This week he was
fine.
Don't drop everything, John.
This week he was really good. You know, but the Seahawks are terrible.
I don't think the Seahawks are terrible.
They were. No, I'm saying they were.
They weren't this great this weekend. But I think
just
I think
back to the top 37 of the division just by three. Not playing as well.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
37-3. The Ravens 515 yards to the Seahawks 151. It was 29-6 on first downs.
I had the Ravens defense in fantasy, and it was lovely.
Because that's cheating harbors. That's what it is.
Let's watch the other sidelines now, just in case.
Nobody's allowed to wear glasses at their games.
They basically, the Ravens basically, I don't know how we've ended up talking about them, but they basically shut down Kenneth
Walker. We're talking about the North.
So Kenneth Walker, 9 attempts for 16 yards.
Jesus.
Like, he's been amazing this year. He got nowhere.
They also, they traded very well for the Ravens defense. Like, I don't think Roquan Smith ever gets enough credit.
Well, he does from our podcast. We've been, me and Jim have been raving about Roquan Smith, but he's been an absolute stud for them, and just mad that the Bears could have had him and just gave him away. I think they got a third round for second round picks for him,
yeah,
but nothing. But yeah, like in the North as well, the Steelers are still sitting at second.
Yeah, how has that happened?
They have a deficit of 790 yards against the teams they've played this year. They are 5-3. No team has ever had a deficit like that and a record like this. It is absolutely mad.
And they don't look good today.
They don't.
I like that the media are kind of picking up on this as well. The amount of times I saw this week that CJ Stroud this year has more touchdowns than Kenny Pickett does in his entire career.
Yes. In 13 fewer games.
So he's had a very short career as well.
Well, 13 fewer games.
But Kenny Pickett isn't very good.
No, he's rubbish.
But also, Matt Canada's not very good.
Matt Canada. No, he really isn't very good.
Well, no. Well.
But Mike Tomlin is extremely good, and the team are winning because he's extremely good. He never gets necessarily the coaching praise he deserves, and he is one of the best coaches that there is, especially when his team is up against it. So that is their massive advantage.
They do. And defense,
TJ Watt.
They have game wreckers, game winners on defense. But yeah, somehow, the Bengals look brilliant, but are bottom of that division, but still in the playoffs. Should we move on quickly to the Pastronaut?
That's if there is a script being written for the NFL, that was it this week, wasn't it? That was just perfect to watch. I thought it was fantastic. Just other than the fact that it's the Vikings and.
I know, but wouldn't you rather the Vikings win without Kirk Cousins?
No. Kirk Cousins.
Suddenly
did you watch Quarterback on Netflix?
No.
Watch Quarterback on Netflix and you'll actually really start to like Kirk Cousins.
Well, that feels like a push.
They were all wearing We Love Kirk Cousins t-shirts as well, weren't they?
Kirk died.
No.
It's weird.
Let's all just take a minute silence now for Kirk Cousins.
So
the Kirko Chains t-shirts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to mourn the passing of Kirk Cousins, the Vikings traded for Josh Dobbs, who wasn't down to play. He was there because they didn't have anyone else. He was dressed because Nick Mullins still out with a back injury. Jaron Hall started the game, went 5 of 6 for 78 yards and an absolute pasting at the goal line. Like, his world got turned inside out.
I don't think it was that big a hit. It reminded me of the other one.
Duncan on you that time.
No, that was world
ending. Smacking a child around?
But like remember the Watson hit the other week when he went, you're like, why has he really gone out for that? It was just a sort of hit.
What you're saying is you saw that hit and you thought, pussy.
No.
He just didn't look prepared.
It was the way he fell, which made it just you're concussed.
Yeah.
Yes, that's your night over, sir.
But like having to watch Dobbs on the sideline teach them his cadences because they've never really...
He had taken zero snaps in practice. He hadn't met most of the O-line. And you're like, so these five guys have got to keep you upright in the face of those guys.
Yeah.
And you're going to try and score at the same time. I thought it was brilliant. It's a testament to what he is doing. Now, people are going mad about it. He's not one of the best 26, 27 quarterbacks in the league. But what he's done with very little help from first the Titans at the end of last season, then the Cardinals, and now the Vikings, is remarkable.
Yeah.
He's made himself a career backup, earning lots of money for the next 5 or 6 years.
He's the new Fitz. At some point, someone will give him a starting job. He probably won't be that great, and he'll go back to being this. But what he's shown is you don't need to spend weeks.
You're saying he's a clever Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what's wrong with that? Jacoby Brissett's made himself a fortune. But what I'm actually saying is, before we started doing this podcast, Gary was saying how hard it is to play poker with someone you've never played poker with or who has no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Josh Dobbs was out there basically learning on the run. They were having to describe the plays into his helmet because he doesn't know what they look like on the play card. And it means the defense is like, well, hang on, we've got to wait and see what he actually does. There's just not much tape because no one's seen him.
There is that. But there will be certain plays that are the same.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like from college, from high school, you know, if it's a slant, you know they're going to go across the field. You know, if it's a comeback.
We'll just plug you in then.
All I'm saying is,
I know
there are tactics. Yeah, there might be nuances to all of that per team, but they're all, you know, if you're doing whatever the play might be, there will be a version of that. Yeah, I get that the playbook in some places will be more complicated to learn. But
effectively, they were playing kindergarten football and they won. Yeah, so, yeah. Like,
and it's not just
look for the guy who's open and throw it to him.
But it's not the... Because, there is a very simplistic level. It's a game of catch.
Yeah, and some people make that look very hard.
But the relationship with the O-line being that good so quickly, basically on the fly, is really impressive.
But he's athletic as well, isn't he?
So he can move.
So
yeah, seven runs for 66 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. But so if he's under pressure, he will make it look easier than Kirkwood. So.
Well, he needs to because they've still got no Carol fucking run
Kirkwood
game
from BBC. Whatever.
I was going to say Carol Kirkwood. What's she doing there? They've got even less run game now because Cam Akers is done for the season.
Yeah,
but he hasn't done that much. Matt's had a good game.
You got Matt's and you got Ham. What more do you need?
Some cheese to go with that.
I mean, I'd quite like something other than that because that's poor, really chunky. But
I think this is just you. There's pressure, and then there's that. That to come in and have that. I mean, to be fair, that's his job. That's what he's paid for. I get it.
Is there pressure? Does everyone expect you to lose?
But there is a pressure, surely internally, because we've mentioned he's got a career backup now.
The team would have been hoping that Jaron Hall was going to be a star, and he looked really good. But now they know they don't have to rush the rookie in. They can just say, right, off you go, Dobbs. He introduced himself in the press conference to everyone. Was like, hi, I'm Josh Dobbs. I'm the quarterback of the Vikings. Because he'd not met anyone. Like, it's remarkable what he's done. It's brilliant. We need to talk about the Falcons, though.
Yeah.
Just how rubbish Arthur Smith is as an NFL coach. Seems to go under the radar a little bit. They had 3 attempts to run the ball in from the 1 yard line and didn't give it to Bijan Robinson once.
He's gone off the boil a little bit, hasn't he?
Bijan? Well, they're not giving him the ball.
It was ever since
that game where he was sick, admittedly only 2 or 3 weeks ago, but they don't seem to. It's like forgotten him, and I'm
he's averaging 5.2 yards a carry this season.
He's
but how many touchdowns does he have in 9 games?
One.
Rookie of the year.
It's just not enough. They're not giving him the opportunities to score.
And even now with Heineke, Ridder has got some ridicule this year because he's
ridicule.
Yeah, you really just dropped that.
He's been sat.
Oh, I didn't know. Honestly, I didn't even realise.
Got rid of
I'm not trying to thumb in pums like you bastards. But like,
desperate.
I don't think the issue is Ridder. I think it is that this Arthur Smith offense, which is
tepid.
Oh, good word.
Yeah.
Turgid.
Flaccid.
Turgid. Let's go back to turgid. We haven't used that in a while.
Shit the bed offense.
The shit the bed offense.
I mean, I don't think those things have to live in a vacuum. I think Desmond Ridder might be rubbish as well.
Well, I don't think he's helped by the fact that the offense is so shit. But I don't think Heineke was that much better.
I think there's a lot of players in that team that just don't live up to their hype. Kyle Pitts was going to be the next great tight end.
If you're only going to throw the ball six yards over his fucking head.
Hear me out. Drake London, first round wide out. I don't think he'd get into most teams.
I think
based on how he's been playing. I don't think he's justified his position in the draft. There's a lot of players in that Falcons team who have struggled to impress.
I do.
But then when you look at what CJ Stroud is doing with some relatively unknown receivers, it's like how the ball is thrown to you is how the plays are drawn up. You know,
Kyle Pitts has 4 touchdowns in his career.
Yeah.
That is shocking. Like, that's awful. Because they don't throw the ball well, and Arthur Smith does not call the right plays. He is a terrible head coach with an awful moustache.
Yeah, I can't deny it. Like, I don't get it anymore.
I like Heineke, but he is just literally there slinging the ball. In all fairness, he felt he'd won this game as well. Like, he marched the Falcons down the field. Definitely thought he was fist pumping like Andy Murray. And again, it's another defense that could not hold on.
Which is strange.
Josh Dobbs had 40 seconds.
Which is strange because the Falcons' defense has been the best thing about the Falcons this year.
Yeah,
and
it's the thing they invested well in as well.
And I mean, and admittedly, they lost Jarrett, the pass rusher.
Oh, KJ Osborne got turned inside out in this game. Oh, he was down for a long time.
Arthur Smith's the son of a billionaire.
Yeah, FedEx owner. Yeah.
He's worth $6 billion or something.
Yeah, he's definitely.
He doesn't need to work. He doesn't need to be called a dickhead on a podcast. But he does.
The fucking Tash is disgraceful.
But yeah,
should get sacked just for that.
It's not great.
Be on TV. Goodell needs to do something about that. Fucking look at the state of that.
What about
that?
Let Mark Davis's hair go every week.
He had a haircut though this week. He's got rid of the bowl cut. Mark Davis has got rid of the bowl cut.
Oh, it was still there. He was just going bald on top. It just looked like
that's it. Yeah, but yeah,
it was still a bowl round the side. It's just monkeying on the top.
What other old rich men can we slag off?
Well, I hear that the owner of the Falcons has drawn a blank anyway.
Let's go for a break. Welcome back. So. We're now over the halfway point of the season. We did mention doing power rankings, but we're on a short week this week because of me, effectively.
Okay, John.
I'm fucking off tomorrow.
It's John's birthday.
It's John's birthday. He's very proud of turning 40.
Ah, yeah. I couldn't care. It's just numbers. But yeah, apparently.
Well, I'm glad you reached 50. It's good for you.
If I'm 50 with this head of hair, I'll be very, very pleased. But
that's a dig, isn't it?
So
feels personal, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've got like a hairy side and a non-hairy side of the table tonight. I hadn't even noticed we'd done
your
that.
Mum.
let's leave the mums out of it because your mum's filth.
Yeah, sadly for you, my stepdad's all right. He went for his hospital appointment and they said no emergency here, mate. You're all good.
So it means I've got to ramp up my scaring him in the bushes. Give him that heart attack one day. So, because we're over halfway, let's have a look at who's impressing us and who isn't. So, I asked Jim earlier, because he's not here, I said, if the season ended today, who would be your MVP? The standard thing. So, and who wants to start? Who wants to pick their MVP so far this season?
I will pick mine.
And you're not predicting MVP.
No, I'm picking mine so far. As of now, yeah. I'm going to go with, and I know a couple of weeks ago I said it would probably be Mahomes, but I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts because he's the quarterback with the best record and a lot of it is on him. So I'm going with Jalen Hurts.
Are we assuming it's going to be a quarterback because it's always a quarterback?
Well, it's up to you.
It's up to you. I am not going a quarterback. I've gone AJ Brown as the best player that we've got this season.
Who's throwing the ball to AJ Brown?
I'm saying that some of the catches AJ Brown is making are so incredible that it doesn't matter. I think AJ Brown is winning games on his own.
I'd like to see him try that.
Well, yeah.
So he's going to throw the ball, run after the ball, catch the ball.
I'm just saying, Hurts isn't as good.
Taysom Hill's doing a fine job of it.
Hey, I think AJ Brown is the most effective player in football this season.
Okay.
Jim, would you like to know who Jim's gone for?
Yeah, go on.
Mac Jones.
I'm going to say Jim's gone for like Myles Garrett.
He's gone for Christian McCaffrey.
I was also going to go for Christian McCaffrey, who I think has been outstanding. Also got a touchdown in 15 straight.
17.
17 straight games. There you go. 17, yeah. So, yes, I would take Christian McCaffrey right now.
I'm going to have to agree with John. AJ Brown has been the most effective player in the league.
And will not win the MVP.
Oh, no,
because he's a wide.
None of these players will.
Jalen Hurts.
In a vacuum.
Yes.
Which is what happens when there's no standout player, it will be Patrick Mahomes.
Or it'll go to Joe Burrow.
Fucking hell. That got picked up on the microphones, mate. That is disgusting, Gary. In case that didn't get picked up, Gary's just shat himself.
Gary asked a very important question there. Due to the rising inflection.
Yeah. He was saying, really?
Joe Burrow?
Yeah. But it was also his opinion of certain players. It's so bad he's had to cut his Aspen and Halo out. Fucking hell.
This podcast used to be so professionally done.
Yeah.
Now we're calling the people who can't
survive. I didn't expect it to squeak that much.
That's what she said.
But he doesn't do that in his £4,000 mattress.
I don't do much in it.
I bet he fucking does. But you were saying, Paul, about Joe Burrow. Before so rudely interrupted. My Gary's squeaky little shit.
Okay. Joe Burrow is playing very well at the moment. I appreciate the first 2 to 3 games of the season where he had no legs.
Yeah, look, he looks like the best quarterback currently operating.
Does he currently look better than Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Does he look better than Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
No.
I'd say as of the last 3 games, yes.
Yes.
No, that's why I went with Jalen Hurts.
I think the media...
Across the season, I would say Jalen Hurts has been best. I would say in the last 2 or 3 games, I think Joe Burrow has been outstanding.
Yeah, and I think it's hard with Burrow because until week 5, he was gash.
Yeah.
Like worse than what is currently occupying Gary's pants now. But since then, he looks like Joe Burrow, and he's the only person who's playing currently at a level which is better than last year.
Also true.
Which also, I think, when MVP voting comes in, the only way it's going to happen, I think, is, but I think it will be Mahomes.
A lot of the time it goes to the quarterback of the team with the best record.
Yeah.
And at the moment, the Eagles have got the best record. Yeah. So that's why I was...
Cool. Well, we'll just take a break because we think Gary shat himself. Okay, sorry about that. So Gary's changed his pants.
it was all my fault. Sorry.
The question's been answered.
So we haven't really answered the MVP, but none of us have said basically Gary can run for quarterback, and then it's split between McCaffrey and AJ Brown.
Well, you don't need an answer. You just need to know what we think.
Exactly.
And that's what we think.
So, offensive player of the year.
Tyreek Hill.
AJ Brown.
Further away from
you. Oh, no, I'm going to go CMC.
Because I've gone with AJ Brown for MVP, I've gone with CMC for offensive player of the year.
Yeah. See, I was trying to do this without picking quarterbacks. So, yes, I thought over the initial stage of the season, I would have picked Tyreek Hill. He just transformative for that team.
Fair enough.
What did Jim go for?
I'm just looking him up.
I think also, when you see the pace that him and Tyreek Hill Brown are at, they could break the single-season receiving record, which is ridiculous.
There's probably a couple of people, though, that have gone for CMC for MVP that haven't gone for him as offensive player.
It's between those two. Defensive player of the year.
Myles Garrett for me.
Unanimous.
Well, no, because Jim has gone for... No, he's gone for Myles Garrett. I mean, that's as unanimous as it can be. It's not just the sacks.
Really good this year. Really good.
Incredible.
And the defence he's in is just...
Dominant.
Astounding. So, yeah. Rookies. So, anyone going to say anything other than CJ Stroud for Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Following this week, can't pick anyone else.
No, I'm going with CJ Stroud.
He's made the Texans a contender. That's amazing.
B-Gen hasn't got enough touchdowns.
Touches. But what about Puka Nacua?
Slowed up.
Means
the last
no worries for the rest of your days.
He's slowed up, but he's still outshining Cooper Kupp.
If Matt Stafford was going to be fit,
then maybe.
But as soon as it's not Matt Stafford,
and it's Carson Wentz,
it could be Carson Wentz. Apparently,
well, it is going to be Carson because they've released Ripon. And Stetson how Bennett is injured.
Well, is he injured? He's dealing with a personal matter.
Oh, is it?
A bit like Gary was a few minutes ago. but how long is Stafford set to be out for? I thought it was only like a week or two.
What's going on at the Rams? Because Stetson Bennett's out with a personal issue as well, isn't it?
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry.
You weren't paying any attention, were you? He shat himself like Gary. That was the joke I was making.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
You're miles away, huh?
Matt Stafford will be back in action after the bye. So it's literally signed Carson Wentz as a backup.
That's where he should be.
But yeah, I have to say, I also had CJ Stroud, but I just feel we should mention Puka Nacua because...
Yeah.
That's a great name.
He's been amazing.
He's been brilliant.
Yeah.
Defensive rookie.
Wow.
I'm a very big fan of Devon Witherspoon.
I also picked Devon Witherspoon. Jim went with Jalen Carter, the Eagles' defensive lineman.
That is a good shout. I think I will agree with Jim after my extensive research. if Jim liked to tell me his favourite O-line man, I would also agree with Jim.
I mean, yeah.
Guy knows O-lines.
He knows fat dudes. That's what he knows.
Yeah. Jim's interest is in the trenches.
Right. Having quickly done my research, I'll take Witherspoon.
Cool. There you go. But yeah, it's not as cut and shut as the offensive one because it's that one is Stroud. Coach?
Sorry, yeah, who's going to be the best head coach and then the best rookie head coach?
Yeah.
At the moment, the best head coach is Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's hard to look outside of what they're doing. I think also Andy Reid.
Tomlin.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know the thing, but they're 5-3 and shit. And it seems so weird.
They make the playoffs. Tomlin's a good shout, but at the moment, it's Nick Sirianni.
It's Nick Sirianni.
As for the...
What about, Doug Pederson at the Jags?
Yeah. They're doing a very good job.
They're like, what are they at now? They're like
4-4.
No, they're not. They're way better than that. They're like 7-7.
They're not 7.
6-2.
Just wait one second. We're just waiting.
Jags are doing well.
I agree with you. He's done well, but the Jags
6-2.
6-2. There you go.
The Jags should have been getting better with the roster move they've had.
6-3 or 7-2? 7-2.
Chiefs are 7-2. Mm. They are behind. I mean, no one's mentioned Harbaugh.
Yeah, but.
But it's a little bit like Andy Reid. He's been there that long. It's almost what
you expect.
What effect does he have?
Well, he got a shonky team into the playoffs last year, and you could argue now that the Ravens are the best team in the AFC.
They are certainly one of the top two or three.
The Jags come back from the bye and win their game in hand, and they'll be like top of the AFC.
I'd
put him in the mix.
He's done a brilliant job.
That's fair.
Or Dan Campbell.
No.
Let's just see where they get to.
You were very steadfast on that.
I just wanted to
bring me up.
What about rookie head coaches?
D'Amico Ryans.
I'm down with that.
That Texas squad is awful.
I'm with you. I can also mention Steichen at the Colts.
Yeah, you can mention him.
Because I think they can't.
Yeah, you can mention him.
You can mention him, but it's a waste of time.
Well, Jim also said Steichen. So,
is that where you got the idea from?
No, but
I think you do have to put Steichen in contention. He's doing well for this because
let's not forget how bad the Colts were last year.
Mm. And also, the quarterback of the future has been maimed for the season. Week four.
Yeah, it's. They don't. They look so much better than the team of last year, despite the fact they haven't really added much to it. They look so much better. But to me, it's D'Amico Ryans. He's been brilliant.
Do you want to talk about the really shit awards? Like, who's going to be fired?
That's it. I wanted to go through who's disappointing you so far this season. So, who doesn't make? Who's not here next season?
Bill Belichick, he will be gone.
From the league.
I don't think he'll coach anywhere else.
I don't think so. I don't think.
I do.
I don't think.
If there was a defensive coordinator position at the Giants, I reckon he could do that.
I think he might be the head coach of the Commanders.
I think the only head coaching position he would take is at the Giants.
Yes.
I think he's too arrogant. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he says, right.
I suppose Parcells carried on for probably longer than he should have as well, and he went to different teams.
I honestly disagree.
He's done
at the Patriots, I'll give you that.
They reckon he's lost the locker room and everything because he just doesn't know how to communicate with this generation of players. Brady was doing that for him.
You can only get away with it when you're winning.
Exactly, and they're not winning.
Anyway, so who else?
Well,
is Matt LaFleur under pressure?
No, Matt LaFleur will get another season because of the transfer. But I was going to say, following on the Belichick thing, Mac Jones also won't be back as quarterback of the Patriots.
He might be on the bench.
I think it's done. I think he'll be traded away and be back up somewhere else because he's just a backup. He isn't very good.
I could see him going into somewhere like the 49ers as a backup, and being absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. But he's done at the Patriots. It's all over. Got nothing. Cleaning house.
So who else? Because there's normally five or six that don't make the next season.
Ron Rivera is over.
Yeah,
that's done. Obviously, Josh McDaniels is gone.
Yeah,
but he would have been on the list.
Frank Wright could be a one and done.
I think because of the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, we don't know. David Tepper is a bit of a explosive owner, but I think he'll stick that through. Who else? So if
Smith, Arthur Smith, the guy we've been slating for 15 minutes,
and then Brandon Staley, if the Chargers don't make a playoff run,
and Eberflus,
I can't get my head around the Eberflus thing, just because I think they're going to say, well, the season's been unsettled by Fields getting injured. They've given themselves an excuse. I don't think they're right.
I think as a defensive head coach, he hasn't got the defense right.
No, that's also true.
So I do think his days are numbered.
But that's been a crippled organisation for years.
It is. But we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, like teams that never really reset. Like they do a
a mini rebuild.
They need to just burn it, start again, have a couple of years of intentional hurt rather than just being unintentionally bad.
Which is what I'm looking for at the Patriots. See, a name that you...
The problem is that the Giants try that and they burn it down.
Well, they never do it properly.
You burn it down pretty well. You just never rebuild it properly. We've gone from
Eli to Daniel Jones. And now this is the time for us to change Daniel Jones because he's got an ACL and whatever. But yeah, we've never like... Gettleman was always fighting for his job by making some of the worst roster moves I've ever known. But
so here's one for you then. Mick McCarthy, bastard.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys aren't fighting for that title game appearance or even just to get to the Super Bowl, Jerry's going to move on again because he is 462 years old and hasn't got long left to win another Super Bowl.
And everybody keeps saying Dan Quinn is going to get a head coaching job and it seems... Yeah.
I think he's going to be the outsider that gets fired.
Cool.
Winning record or otherwise.
I can see it, yeah.
Can I just raise Jonathan Gannon? Just because I don't like him. And I'll...
It does seem they've gone into tank mode now.
Pew, pew, pew.
So, Dable?
No, Dable's got...
Dable's bought himself another season.
We're talking about disappointment.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And I think the Giants last year, I know I just ripped you, but... They did make big strides, and then this year you've been awful.
The problem for the Giants is you committed to a quarterback based on the fact that your coach did really well, and the quarterback isn't very good. Daniel Jones and Mac Jones are two of the worst four quarterbacks in the league. You've got Zach Wilson, and then...
But leadership's easy when you're winning.
And yeah.
It's not easy when you're losing. So, and if some things you hear is that Dable is not coping particularly well.
Probably is
yeah, you know.
I mean, so. We spoke about the 2000 Ravens. Hmm. They had Trent Dilfer at quarterback. Yeah. When you're winning, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think the organisation will be disappointed with this season.
Well, they will, but...
Dan Jones or not Dan Jones, like, still sits with the coach, doesn't it? And I just think it's been a disappointing year. There's no way they thought you were going to be this bad this year, did they?
I
didn't give Daniel Jones $40 million to be this bad.
I agree with you, we've been disappointing. I think that we're in a different situation to other teams in terms of I think Dable will get another season regardless.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying he'll get sacked. I'm just saying you've been really disappointed.
Here's the other thing regarding the Giants. You've got one or two more games till Tyrod can come back.
Yeah.
Then I think you'll win some games because he makes you a much better team.
Well, as well as Tyrod coming back, Andrew Thomas comes back.
Yeah.
And, you know...
It wouldn't surprise me if the Giants won three or four in a row somewhere through this season. Just because...
It would me.
Yeah, but just look how good...
the Giants winning any game.
How much better you looked when Tyrod was playing
than
when Daniel Jones was playing.
And the thing, we have injured offensive linemen coming back.
Everyone has injuries.
Well, I'm saying, but Trent Williams has been missing for three games. And in those three games, Brock Purdy... has gone from, you know...
Brilliant to... Brady average. Yeah.
To looking like... Just complete...
Jake Plummer.
Just got to try and find a way.
Jake Plummer! But yeah, and everyone has injuries. And, you know, but yeah, it's just not been great.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I don't think Dayball's the issue. I think the fact that we've got TD... Tommy DeVito at quarterback, though. Like
Tommy DeVito.
There's a lot of New Yorkers who were very happy to have Tommy DeVito come in.
I couldn't let John go and enjoy his birthday without making
Tommy
him a little
blue eyes.
Yeah. But, you know, like you saw the 49ers with Josh Johnson. These guys are shit. Like, that's the thing.
I must have missed all those wins you had before your quarterbacks got injured. That's what
Give
I'm
me
saying.
Josh Johnson over Danny DeVito any day.
Yeah, exactly. But no.
I'm just saying the Giants have been a bit disappointed after last year. That's all I said. Like, you just, you know.
But
easy,
yes.
Easy, John. Agreed. Easy.
But no, I'm just saying. Shut the fuck up.
Snap UK late night edition,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, just. What about, like, let's go back to say who's been like your most who's been your most fun player this year?
Ooh, most fun player.
Because not good, but like they don't have to be like because Fitz was always
Sam
fun.
Howell. Sam Howell is chucking that ball. He is chuck and duck. He does not give a fuck.
I was going to say, it's Sam Howell.
Sam Howell. He's amazing. I love it. I think he could well be the quarterback there for the next 2 or 3 years because they are going to win games and lose games, but they are going to sell tickets.
I am going to raise Gardner Minshew. He's been fun to watch.
He has been fun. Yeah.
Always fun to watch. Doesn't win very many games.
The more yards he throws, the less he wins.
Yeah. Like, he's never won a game where he's passed for more than 300 yards. He's done it 7 times and he's lost all 7.
Mad.
That's absolutely bonkers. How the fuck? Like, how do you do that? But yeah, he's entertaining. But yeah, Sam Howell for me is he's just class to watch. I love it.
Yeah, cool. We'll see how those things look at the end of the year.
I think we do need to have these noted down at some point.
So at the end of the season,
we can rip them.
In terms of disappointing players, J.C. Jackson has ended up back with us for like peanuts.
The best thing I heard, they got benched.
Then their GM apologized to the players for signing him.
Yeah. I've never known that happen before.
Wow.
That's glorious.
But then he didn't start this weekend, just gone. Belichick had benched him for performance-related issues. So he's obviously not responding well.
Well, you let him go as well, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So normally Belichick isn't wrong, is he? You know,
rarely.
In terms of like defensive players that are over the hill, he normally knows when to let go.
Well, it's because at the time I thought he wanted to keep him. He just couldn't. Then they couldn't match what the Chargers paid the ridiculous amount of money for him.
Oh yeah, it was mad money.
But to bring him back after the Chargers couldn't get rid of him quicker.
Who is the worst free agency signing? Bearing in mind who I am and what I'm talking about.
Juju,
thank you, John. Yes, he has been epically shit.
Yeah,
he cannot catch a football. He cannot run a route. Doesn't he have
any knees left, does he?
Probably not.
Yeah, a man with no knee cartilage to a guy who overthrows every pass by 5 yards.
Well, I'll give Mac his due. At the end of that game, he threw the ball. It was pinpoint through a double-covered window to Juju, and he dropped it. And you're like, it's your fucking job. Just catch the ball. Yeah. Abu Hamza would have caught that ball.
Abu Hamza would catch most balls.
He's got an advantage. Having hooks is good for thing.
Which means Jason Pierre-Paul was so dominant.
Yeah, no, Juju. It's hard to argue with Juju.
He's been terrible, and it sums up how talent poor the Patriots are, because they've just done everything badly. Nice to see. Jonnu Smith do well at the weekend.
Yeah, did you see him slip over though?
Yes, I did. He fell over trying to run down the tunnel.
Yeah.
Very good.
Beautiful. So that's the season. We'll come back to that a bit later. The week. So biggest balls of the week. We mentioned it earlier. If anyone can top
D'Amico Ryan's plumbing to take a field goal when you have no field goal kicker, but allowing your reserve running back to kick it. Brilliant.
Can I raise...
Even Baker smiled at it, didn't he?
He did,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because he nodded. He was like, yeah, fair enough, yeah. Like, can't argue with that.
Can I raise the Kansas City lateral?
That was nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, I was going to mention that later, but yeah, it was very nice.
You're going for sweetest player of the week with that, don't
I
you?
Thought it might be sweetest player of the week. But yeah, it was very... To do that, especially if you don't see defenders... throwing laterals, so that was really nice.
That was very good.
But yeah, so sweetest play.
Well, that might well be it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
What Jim mentioned the Tank Dell last second touchdown and the throw, like the throw that put them in position, like was just an absolute bullet. So that was that one. But yeah, I've got
the Chiefs. Yeah,
the Chiefs lateral.
Yeah, yeah.
Hottest seat.
It's got to be New England, isn't it?
It's Belichick. It's got to be Belichick because it was McDaniels and he's gone.
Yeah.
Imagine if Belichick, his coaching tree is so bad it can't even support him now. Like,
well, the thing is, his coaching tree is now favourite. The only one who's ever good is his favourite to replace him. Because they do say if they don't beat the Colts in their next game, he's done. That's what's coming out.
Arthur Smith must be.
Yeah,
Arthur Smith is.
It'd be something so bittersweet for me to lose to Gardner Minshew. I'd be, because I'm on board with that. If that's who eradicates Belichick.
I'm not sure I'm going to put Belichick.
Eberflus.
Maybe Eberflus.
I'm going to go Eberflus.
Certainly a warm seat. I'm taking Belichick. Absolutely taking Belichick.
I can understand Belichick.
It's not Brandon Staley this week.
It isn't. No, they won a game, so he's
won two
he's,
games, haven't they?
Yeah,
he's off. I mean, it's like the Antonio Pierce winning for the Raiders. It's like it was against the Giants. For Staley, it was against the Jets, who.
Once the Giants get their O linemen back and Tyrod back, it'll be right.
Do you remember who interim coached the Raiders after the Gruden debacle?
Rich Bisaccia. Yeah.
And they should have given him the job because he was really good.
I don't think so.
The players wanted really him. He was really good. That's who the players wanted.
Yeah, but
they get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just scraped in, didn't they? And then they still sacked him.
Or well, they
offered to keep him on. Didn't
they had they played the Brandon Staley Chargers in the final game. And the Chargers charged it in the final being, and the Raiders went through. Hmm. And then they
got absolutely destroyed.
Well, they got the Bengals, and remember that was the game where they sacked Joe Burrow like 11 times,
yeah.
But they still lost. But yeah, it felt like a Roberto Di Matteo thing, that the bloke comes in, he's a breath of fresh air. You probably need a proper head coach to come in, but like. Since then, Bisaccia he's the special teams coach at Green Bay, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, they need to get their new head coach right because
they won't get anything right.
No. And MVP of the week,
CJ Stroud.
CJ
Stroud.
Yeah.
Josh Dobbs.
No,
I do like Josh Dobbs, but
record.
I'm taking CJ Stroud.
Yeah, he was ridiculous. 42 fancy points. He, you know, no one thought he was going to win that game after Baker scored with a minute to go.
I did, because I was watching with Paul, and I said, we at halftime, he went, who's winning all the games? And we went through it. And I went, I'm going Texans over the Bucks. And then the Bucks went stretched their lead, and I was like, I regret this decision.
I've never seen him react so quickly to a television or move that fast in 20 years.
Scared the dog. Yeah, I was buzzing. But it's nice to have like a feisty Texans team.
I agree.
Like,
very much agree.
You know, there's certain teams that, you know, it's just you don't want to see them. It's fun to see them in the doldrums every year, but it would be fun if the Bears got good.
It was fun when they used to win with Brian Hoyer and Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Now they can do it with a proper quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, on that note, we'll end it there. And we'll go.
You'll be 40 by the time you do this again. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And have a good week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.